Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
When you see neighbors not practicing social distancing or gathering in groups of 10 or more, it's time to call Quarantine 311.
Well, it's been a while, but thought we would get an update on neighbors narking neighbors out here in the city of Boston. And the 311 service is how one would do that. Curtis, let's. Where do you want to start this morning?
Oh, Southie.
Southie?
The great, great town of South Boston.
Okay.
Stop the fireworks. I had Taco Bell tonight. Double bean and cheese chalupas. And then got really high on weed. I can't stop pooping myself every time my house shakes from the massive explosives outside.
Amazing.
Now, low on TP, and it's only 10:30. SOS, Marty, please help.
See, people are—they're not taking this seriously.
No.
Why are people not taking this seriously? Man. This is a real problem in our city. The fireworks.
Let's go to Roslindale. Huge party, loud music. Sometimes car bass so loud it hurts my ears. My four-year-old isn't getting sleep because of this. They are setting off fireworks. They can't be social distancing with that number of guests and cars. Send someone.
Where are they getting all the fireworks? Are they coming from New Hampshire?
They've got to be.
But they're like...
New Hampshire's empty at this point.
They're like nuclear weapon-grade fireworks that they're getting.
People stock up, man. People that love fireworks stock up.
By the way, speaking of Taco Bell, did you know that there's a kind of Mountain Dew that you can get only at Taco Bell?
Yeah, Baja Blast,
yeah,
man.
The
blue one?
I had no idea.
Where have you been, guy?
I haven't tried the blue Dew.
Oh, it's delicious.
I obviously don't go to Taco Bell enough. I had no idea.
Yeah.
did you really need to add enough?
I had no idea. I had absolutely no idea. All right, what else?
We're going to go back to Southie. This is a picture of a large group of people in what appears to be a public park.
Mm-hmm.
Large gatherings of people not wearing masks, not social distancing, appear to be looking at the moon, possibly preparing for a fireworks display.
Uh-huh.
Possibly.
Yes.
Now we're warning about what people might possibly be doing.
Or maybe just because it's a full moon this week and people wanted to look at it because it's pretty.
Maybe.
Go to Dorchester. Fireworks. 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 It sounds like we're in Fallujah. F you, Marty.
Fallujah? Come on. Jesus.
We're going to Roslindale next. There are hundreds of fireworks in the basketball courts at Fallon. This has to be a toxic and explosive danger for kids hoping to play ball here. And I don't mean Courtney Fallon, formerly of Extra Sauce. let's go back. This is just Boston. F New Hampshire. Smash all windows of any car from New Hampshire and set their cars on fire.
Oh.
NH fireworks are destroying our city, so we are going to destroy them.
Wow, I mean, I don't think it's their fault.
Is it that bad?
Yeah,
really?
It is that bad. I have never, and normally fireworks wouldn't bother me this time of year or during the summer when it's a one-off here and there. You hear a few booms, whatever, you know, even if something odd, 1 o'clock in the morning, it's not that bad. I do not remember a year ever that it has been like this every night consistently going off crazy late. It's unreal.
But don't you just sleep right through them? I mean,
not a good sleeper. So unless I sedate myself, it's going to wake me up. But it's not really me. It's more that my dog is terrified of noises like that. Yeah. So she's freaked out.
Well, that takes us to Jamaica Plain, Danielle.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't anyone make these fireworks stop?
Mm-hmm.
I have a cat with heart failure who's about to die. Mm-hmm. A dog whose nerves are shattered. And me. I've had just about enough after 10 weeks.
Yep.
WTF. We're going to, this is directed to City Hall Plaza, calling for immediate removal of 311 and its S-word employees, who sat back and didn't do a damn thing for 13 hours straight. We've had Fallujah. Now in this one we have, is this effing Benghazi, Boston edition? Ignoring our cries for help. 911 is not working. 311 is ignoring us. What in the actual F is happening? Fire everyone at 311. You are all a joke.
Apparently, the fireworks task force is not getting the job done. I noticed that right before the 4th, the mayor, the Burgermeister, established a fireworks task force. And they don't
see. Who's paying for the sky?
We are, buddy.
What do they do? Do they watch the sky and grade the severity of the Tikrit or Fallujah works?
I mean, I don't know how you figure. I mean, you really, you know, if you're watching them in the sky, it's too late. I mean, by the time you get over there, that you know, they've scattered.
Get a fireworks sniffing dog to come in and bust them up.
I think.
And stop blaming New Hampshire. New Hampshire sells basic fireworks that you can light off that are like the kind you put in the street and the kids go, oh, that was okay. These are like professional grade fireworks that people are getting from someplace. That's what we need to bust.
All right, we got three more left. We're going to Haymarket. Haymarket set up on sidewalk way too close to buildings. Uh-huh. It's creating foot traffic. I'm sorry, it's creating a foot traffic jam, so social distancing cannot be safely practiced. Yeah. Also, Haymarket employees are not wearing masks or gloves. Do we really even need this market in 2020?
Right. And they're also not disinfecting the fruit every 5 minutes.
No.
So, I mean, if you're concerned about getting the coronavirus, probably the open Haymarket area, you know, where a lot of people are going to be buying their fruits and vegetables, not the place to go.
But isn't the open air market safer than the grocery store? I don't know anything anymore.
You would think maybe it is. Maybe.
All right. We head to Roslindale. Large group of people setting off fireworks in my daughter's elementary school parking lot for hours now. This is ridiculous. I mean, her school is nothing sacred. And my favorite one so far, we'll wrap with this. Back to Southie. Just for the record, I am contacting the CDC and the Mass Department of Health about the violations of the reopening guidelines in the restaurants all along Broadway. They are not social distancing. Outdoor tables are not even close to 6 feet apart.
Yeah, okay.
No masks, no gloves, people gathering in groups, waiting to get in, smoking, etc., etc. The city does not seem to be interested after several complaints. So be it. I care about my neighbors.
Oh, make that into a t-shirt.
I had the first first request for potential contact tracing at a restaurant last night. Yeah, at Duave. They ask you for a number, a phone number, in case they need to do some contact tracing in the future.
I love Duave.
Like, I mean, do people mind? Do you mind giving out your phone number? Or, I mean, is it an issue for?
Everyone's being tracked by every app that they like. TikTok is basically sending every piece of data you have back to China, but they don't want to give a phone number at Duave. Sorry, Chef Coombs, I'm not going to give you my phone number. Yeah, I don't think so.
All right.
Going back to the fireworks for real quick for 1 second. There was an article in the Herald a couple of weeks ago when the fireworks task force was launched by Mayor Walsh.
Yes.
And I'm going to read verbatim from the article. One police source said BPD has shifted 24 officers from around the city to Mattapan to deal with the inundation of fireworks calls on the weekends. The crew will be operating on overnights and is referred to as the Weekend Roving Revelers Squad.
WRRS
with the name everything.
Who is on the fireworks task force?
We got to get Stiz Grimey on that task force.
I mean, who's
the
on
the task force?
It?
Is made up from made up of city councilors, representatives from the police and fire departments, and quote unquote community leaders. And it's meant to tackle the massive uptick in fireworks complaints.
Both Joes are community leaders.
That's not working yet.
I think
they need to disband it. They haven't they haven't been successful. There's still fireworks all over the place.
Calgaro has a lot of fireworks in his cargo shorts.
Yeah.
All right. So let's see. Here is Bruce from New Hampshire, the source of all these deadly fireworks. Hello, Bruce.
You're quite right. They could be deadly.
Mm-hmm.
For cheap money, me and my buddy split, we threw in $100, and the guy set us up with two piles of stuff evenly. And I went up, this was last year, I went up to OOB, and they had their town fireworks, which were pretty lame. So I went down on the beach with my girl, and we lit off what we got, not knowing what was going to go up in the air.
Yeah.
And these things were insane.
Yeah.
I was like, I can't believe I bought this over the counter.
No, I'm telling you, they're like you can get weapon grade fireworks. Like, you didn't lose a finger or anything like that, right?
Oh, no. But the funny part is, one of them didn't go off. And when we were leaving the beach, the couple people asked me, like, wow, those things are great. Where'd you get them? I'm like, well, there's one that didn't go off. And we're walking through the town. And like 5 minutes later, that nutbag went and lit it off. I mean, these things will blow off your hand, no problem.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, I think the issue is that you can get some pretty good stuff if you cross the board.
Do you have to know, like, a password? Because all you see is the basic, like, Roman candles and cherry bombs and whatnot in a lot of stores. Like, is there, like, a...
There's like
Madagascar.
Yes.
And then, like, Corona 19, and then you get to go back and you see all, like, the weapons-grade stuff.
All right. Well, that is Quarantine 311. Time for What is Trending with Ken.
The Greg Hill Show, morning 6 to 10. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
It's brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss, helping clients lose weight even through the holidays like we just had with the 4th. Be prepared with all future celebrations. Call the solution for weight loss, Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Fitzy has the mashup today. He's got the picture of Cam Newton signing the contract, which he calls calculus. I don't know if that's, that's got to be the contract, right?
That's the playbook.
Oh, that's the...
That's the he's working on the
oh,
playbook.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. I thought it was the contract.
No, that's Cam Newton working on the playbook, propagating the idea that things are so complicated in Foxborough, which is why I think when he conquers it and looks good this fall, he'll be able to his reputation will continue to further because he was able to conquer the calculus.
Funny he mentions that. I've got 12 reasons Cam Newton will be better than Tom Brady in a new column at WEI.com. Mm-hmm. You want three more? Or you want to save these for a rainy day?
I want
7, 8, and 9.
I want three. I want these. Are these the final three?
No.
Okay.
Six more.
Okay.
Number 7, pocket bravery. No more chuck and duck from Brady trying to get rid of the football. Cam is going to stand in there and deliver this year.
Okay.
Which is going to be exciting. I don't know if it's going to be necessarily great for the team, but I'm going to go with it. Number 8, Belichick honeymoon. Best friends. 1 year, easy, right? Belichick's going to have no problem with Cam Newton. At the end last year, Brady and Belichick was just, I mean, it was
at the end last
unbearable.
Year. I mean, don't you think it goes a little further back than that?
True. Yeah. And number 9, Cam doesn't want to be the GM. Not going to be campaigning for Antonio Brown or this guy or that guy or coming on your show and saying, right. I'm just an employee.
Right, well, he's not going to be butthurt. And he I think your number one reason, I think, was motivation.
Motivation.
To me, the guy wants to prove himself, and I mean, he's going to work hard. And
One ticket to that final big deal. One ticket, and it runs through Foxborough. Yeah. And in terms of the talent around him, he doesn't have to campaign to be GMs because word leaked out yesterday that Sanu hopped on the phone immediately with Cam the same day that they announced that he was coming to Foxborough in the first place. So he's already got friends on the inside. What does he have to worry about?
You know what the best thing about this year is? How many games the Patriots are playing that are not at the same time as Bucks games. So all the fans can watch their team and then a really good team in the afternoon. It's going to be phenomenal.
Did I see one of your Pat's Pulpit buddies say that Stidham is still trying to connect with Sanu? They haven't managed to connect yet. Yeah. They'll work out eventually? Or
he's got a burner phone.
Okay. But the two of them, haven't spoken
not,
yet?
Not much.
No.
Nope. Jeez.
Nope. Any update on Stidham's comments on Instagram? Are they allowed?
It's still limited.
Oh.
10-year sports anniversary, Hillman. We know where you were 10 years ago, but this was a famous moment.
And this fall, I'm going to take my talents to South Beach and join the Miami Heat.
10 years ago
yes,
today.
The decision.
Yeah.
The decision.
Worst TV show ever.
Brady basically had decision part two this offseason. Colin McHugh, good visit.
By the way, what did you think of Scottie Pippen saying that when it comes to the Celtics, because of Tatum, they have an excellent chance of winning it all?
I heard Windhorst saying they still don't have the height. He's worried about them against the Sixers. So, I mean, I guess. Who knows? How can you predict anything coming off this break? It's just like totally random.
A lot of people saying, though, that he may eventually be the best in the NBA.
He was playing like a top five player before we shut down on March 11th. The depth that the Celtics have offensively is what gives them the best chance to knock off Giannis and the Bucks in the East.
We know that E-Rod's got COVID. That was confirmed yesterday. Colin McHugh was on with Fitzy and the OMF guys in the afternoon yesterday talking about the MLB protocols for testing, which still has them all a little concerned.
Some of the things are run by the league. Some of the things are kind of put onto the team to make sure that they're staying up to date on all the new protocols that are coming in place and making sure that they're following all the ones that have already been agreed upon. And like I said, the Sox have done a really great job so far, in my opinion, of holding up their end of the bargain. And I think myself and a lot of players are concerned over MLB's side of the bargain.
Concerned over MLB's side of the bargain. The testing, is it coming back? Or, you know, is somebody going to get asymptomatic because the test's not back? So
they have to fill a vial with spit every other day. How do you? How
Greg
do you?
Does that every hour?
Yeah, I mean, what's the big deal?
Right. They don't give you a Kodiak menthol.
What's the big deal?
Yeah, the NHL did approve. The owners approved the return to play. We're waiting on the players' side of it here in the next day or so. That's what's trending now on the Greg Hill Morning Show.
More of the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Conspiracy theory from a texter that the Patriots only offered the free parking for season ticket holders this week because they know there are not going to be any fans
right.
allowed at NFL games
yeah.
this season.
That's kind of a dirty assumption for Kraft. Even I wouldn't go that low.
Really?
They're expecting fans. Come on. You don't think in their brain NFL owners are expecting to have fans?
No.
With the way they can bully everything in this country? I mean,
so what do? They send a letter out essentially to season ticket holders right. that says you can park for free all
yeah.
season?
Yeah, they just collected their money by June 30th, and then after that they wanted to sweeten the pot a little bit, so they're not charging for parking in all of their lots. Now, they only control a couple of lots, by the way. Wherever else, you go down there, like all those ancillary lots all the way up and down Route 1, a mile and a half each way, they can do what they want to do, but the yeah. Patriots will not be charging in their proper lots across from Gillette, and surrounding the stadium.
Greg parks by the Papagino's way down about a mile and a half away and walks
he
to
does.
Save money.
Yeah, yeah, I get my 10,000 steps in. Yeah.
Papagino knows a good pie.
Sticky.
What did they? Most season ticket holders end up keeping their tickets. I'm assuming. I mean, Curtis.
I mean, I haven't heard about a mass exodus.
Curtis thought there was going to be a yeah. mass exodus Donkey. When Tom Brady left. But
no one's going this fall, Greg.
I mean, I'm assuming that
you
most
have
people.
Three Curtises in there.
I'm assuming
too
most.
Many.
I'm assuming what about Sox season ticket holders?
They're up. Everybody did it. Yep. Doing great.
No, but
free parking.
Most people roll it over in anticipation of next year, do you think? Is that what they did?
I believe so. And I think that so many of the season tickets at Fenway are used for business purposes. So it's not so much reliant on the exact team on the field as it is that you have a very scarce amount of tickets available for Fenway Park. And most of those are.
I mean, even though it's so affordable for a family to go, there aren't a lot of families that are going to friendly Fenway.
I find Fenway to be family friendly and lovely.
Yeah. $2.65 for a family of four, a couple hot dogs. But this season is blown up. So how the hell do you have a season ticket package? You just say 2020 is off the table and you roll it over to 2021, right?
Right.
Well, no, but I mean, do you think Sam Kennedy is being disingenuous when he says yesterday on their sponsor Zoom call that? They expect that fans may be able to be there by August, or do you think is he being disingenuous, or is he just being hopeful? Or does he have some information?
Optimistic. I think he's being optimistic that they'll be able to get them in by the end of the middle to late August for half of the season, couple of games.
But if the Brockton Rocks can sell 100 tickets for their game last night, why can't the Red Sox sell 100 minus players? I guess it's because it includes the player and the,
right.
and
the
players and the staff.
But Greg, look at the images we had during the protests. That was all right around Fenway Park. That was Boylston Street down Lansdowne, where it was thousands upon thousands of people standing together outside of Fenway Park, and our government leaders allowed that.
Yes.
Yet you can't have people file into the park. That actually would have far less people, would have people far more separate from one another.
And it caused no surge whatsoever in cases.
Right.
I mean, that's an amazing thing, Ken, isn't it?
It's truly amazing.
Are you wearing a mask to Fenway? Do you want to take in the old ball game with the old mask? Is it going to have a little hot dog hole.
No, I think it would be. I mean, if that's the way you could go to Fenway Park, though, there's a lot of people that would go whether if they had to wear a mask.
But if the Brockton Rocks are going to sell 100 tickets, and that's not exactly like a modern baseball park, there obviously is a super low operating cost to getting 100 people in there, sort of, you know, as tribute or just like as a symbolic gesture. But how much does it cost Fenway to open up and then be able to add? Is it worth them doing 5,000 people? I mean, John Henry's already losing hundreds of millions this year, so
well, but
why would
he
they open
got
up?
The PPP money, like Robert De Niro.
Oh, I forgot.
So, I mean,
you haven't confirmed that.
And Tom Brady.
Did you confirm that?
What, Fenway Roush?
Yeah, did they get the PPP?
I thought there was a published report yesterday that said that Fenway Roush got the PPP money.
They did.
Oh, come on. They did?
Yeah.
Oh, for God's sake.
And Nick, I don't think John Henry's losing hundreds of millions this year. I mean, I think that he's losing money at the gate, but he's not playing those players, so there's been a pretty good financial deal. And Nesson is the cash cow that nobody knows how much he makes from.
By the way, I'm reading one story about the Brockton Rocks. They were allowed 100 fans, and they had to...
Well, they weren't. They thought they were allowed 100 fans for their opener last night.
Yeah, but was it the crowd? Because this story says they weren't allowed spectators for games by individuals 18 years old and younger, so it was an age thing. So if the college kids were 18 and over, they would have been allowed 100 fans. I'm confused now on the whole thing.
Well, the way I heard the story was they, you know, because nobody makes anything clear to anybody, was that you could have 100 people gathering at an event if there's social distancing in phase three. So they decided they were going to sell 100 tickets last night. And then, like, the whoever it was, the Brockton cops or whatever, whoever enforces this stuff, said, wait a second, your 100, the number 100 includes players, coaches,
right.
staff, yes. et cetera.
So the only person in the stands was a pro scout. That was it.
Right. So you really can't. They did allow them to move down to like a beer garden thing or something like that that they have somewhere in the park.
Correct.
And because a beer garden, we've learned in the city that a beer garden is okay.
Yeah.
Because craft beer people always follow social distance guidelines and they always wear their masks. So a craft, like a beer garden like Cisco, can open up in the seaport with a couple hundred people, but a gym with 30 people cannot right. open up until next Monday.
Stillwagen.
Yes.
What they had said was that they gave the fans a chance to move down to a separately licensed beer garden down the left field line. So that must have their capacity limit must not contribute to what's in the stadium.
Don't you have to have food available or nearby, like a number of food trucks too, as well, to be able to open your garden or public drinking space?
I think so.
I don't know anything
about
that.
It's a huge pain in the ass.
Or I think, some kind of food. But like, are food trucks allowed right now? I would think that food trucks wouldn't be.
That's listen. Ice cream makes a perfectly good breakfast, Ken. Don't knock it till you try it.
I'll take it. I could use
one right
now.
Ever had a bomb pop for lunch?
I know. Greg's
Where's
been,
my ice cream?
Greg's been so down this summer, he hasn't been able to go to SOA every Sunday.
Oh, so sad.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't understand why the Red Sox can't have a reasonable amount of people there on the 24th. I don't understand.
But 5,000. Well, do 5,000 people really want to see Red Sox Orioles?
Yes, I think they do.
Absolutely.
It's the first.
No, of course they do. Yes.
Live sporting event since March.
And the odds were just released by Bovada for the AL pennant. The Red Sox, a bargain at 2,000 plus 2,000. So you bet 100, you win 2,000.
Unbelievable.
There's zero chance the Red Sox sniff the playoffs this year. I mean, I think they'll be competitive. They'll have fun, but they're not going to. The Red Sox, unless Chaim Bloom is able to convince Renicki and company to go with the openers and be positional and creative minded, like, look at their starting staff. Your opening starter might make it back in time after a COVID positive diagnosis, which means
imagine the droplets that Erod is going to be spreading all over Fenway.
Jeez.
He's a super spreader.
Evaldi is your ace. Evaldi is your ace, and then named. Okay, ready? Let's play. Name two other Sox starters. Go. Tim Wakefield.
Well,
no.
Ryan Johnson?
Nope.
Well, he might be.
I might be.
Hmm. Okay. That's one.
I give you credit for that.
Halfway there, Greg.
I mean, is it not possible? I mean, I listen to Brad Foe on these things.
yep.
Is it not possible that what he said yesterday, which is that everybody is, it's pretty much a level playing field. All you have to do is get off to a hot start at the old ballpark.
I don't even know who this is. I just Googled Red Sox starting pitchers, and I'm allegedly a sports fan.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Mazza,
mm-hmm.
Matt Hall,
mm-hmm.
Jeffrey Springs, Kyle Hart,
mm-hmm.
Jermaine Wiggins.
Right. Now, who is it? It's like Martin. It's like Evaldi, Erod, Martin Perez,
Darwin Center Hernandez.
Yeah, it literally sounds just like. It sounds like is this person next up at the RMV or a sock starter?
Harry and David.
Yeah, they're honestly in the.
They have a guy upstairs, Eduardo.
But okay, but Greg, like 100 people at the Rocks game. Like as of right now, King Burger or Burger Baker or whatever you call them. Like it's you can't sports are allowed, but there's no fans, so they're going to have to petition the city or the state to get them to allow the fans in the first place. Otherwise. We're all just, you know, blanking in the wind.
Well, but again, no, the guideline is you can have 100 people at an event in public in the outdoors.
Right.
That, like, you can have outdoor theater with 100 people, but you can't have 100 people at Fenway Park?
Makes no sense.
A big, gigantic outdoor in the open-air stadium?
Makes no sense.
It's ridiculous.
Sense. What is the difference between being in Fenway Park or being on Brookline Ave? You're still outside. There's plenty of open space. It's not like there's only a couple of little windows at Fenway. You're literally just walled in by an edifice. But it's not a closed... It's no different than being out in Boston Common.
Well, one has Brandon Workman.
Good point, Bradford. Thank you.
But that is asking what's the difference between being seated at a table of six people
mm-hmm.
and two people sitting on bar stools.
Right. Or sitting at the bar or sitting at a table that they've pulled up to the bar.
Yeah. Hello, Doug.
Hello, sir. How are you?
What's up, Doug?
I'm up here in Wolfboro this weekend. Mm-hmm. I met you over at the Nashua a couple of weeks back.
Ah, nice. Excellent.
I got some inside info on the vendors running the stands at Fenway. Yes. I happen to know one of them personally. They gave you a new way of looking at things. They think their job will never come back. As it was quoted, we're passing hot dogs that we've sweated on down a row of 20 people, and people are eating them. So I don't think we'll be serving anymore.
Oh, Ken, sound the alarm. Mm-hmm. Hot dogs with sweat on them.
It gives you a whole new way of looking at that Fenway Frank.
I mean, I guess that would be...
Does his friend refer to a hot dog as a sandwich?
It's a great question.
That is...
the eternal debate.
That is that probably would be an issue, I guess.
The vendors?
The new normal.
The vendors.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Nothing goes better than, like, the best toppings for... the little sundae in the cup, the chopped peanuts, chocolate, and droplets. Mm-hmm.
I would get upset when they touch, like if the vendor touches your dog with a thumb as right as it's coming down. I mean, that is the worst.
You don't think that they're going to be wearing gloves and masks if they're going to be coming to
hot dog, huh? Get your sports dog.
Is a hot dog a sandwich?
But aren't the people at the grocery store touching your food?
Yep.
What? No, with gloves. What? Oh, you mean, yeah, with gloves. Yeah.
I use self-checkout.
You have gloves. The produce people have
Ken,
gloves.
I would be far more concerned of what's actually inside the hot dog than
right,
who touches
than on
it.
The hot
Curtis,
dog.
Are we going to do
anymore.
Lips and blank hole? Come on. Yep. It's delicious. Hot dogs are what powers America.
Nick, that's calamari.
Calamari.
not the beehole.
Delish.
It's all, this texter is correct. This is all about the optics.
Of course it is. Everything's about the optics.
If there's 100 people walking on Brookline Avenue, big deal.
Right.
Nobody, this texter says no cameras.
No.
The problem is the optics of people actually enjoying themselves 6 feet apart at a ballpark is going to interfere with the optics.
But don't you think the NFL is likely to get fans while baseball is not? I mean, baseball is going to be pissed.
Why do you think the NFL is more likely? I'd like to believe it, but
more powerful. I mean, more widespread and rampant.
There's no fan union that they're going to lobby, Ken.
Yeah, they'll lobby everybody they can.
No, the 8,000 to 10,000 people, like 7,000 to 8,000 people at Fenway would be a moral victory. It's manageable. And it also will change the dynamic of the broadcast, Greg, because if you're talking about TV guys and baseball guys trying to do everything at an NPR whisper with no fans in the stadium. Ken, do you have the audio from the 2015 Orioles game where there are no fans in the stands? Gary Thorne, the TV guy, had to do everything at a whisper, and it's creepy.
Yeah.
It's really, really weird.
Well, no, I mean, no disrespect to Nesson because I love him, but I don't understand why they're not having those guys at the park.
Because Dave O'Brien's really loud.
Like, I'm going to, I'm going to listen to Joe because Joe's going to be at the park. Lou's right. going to be at the park.
Mm-hmm.
Lou.
Yeah. Lou is going to be at the park.
Flemball, too.
Right.
That's right. All of them.
McDonough. Yeah.
But think also back to my point, which is a great one. Think about the number of NFL owners that are tied into Trump. Can you think of baseball owners that have the same connection to the president? I mean, Kraft, obviously. Jerry Jones.
But it's not his decision to make. The decision is made by the governors.
Mm-hmm.
Well, look what Trump did yesterday. Not to help Ken too much, but yesterday he basically started the ball moving about fall schools being in session. I mean, that's not his decision, but he certainly made it known how he felt.
Do you think these guys here are going to listen? When he says school should be in session in September, then the two of them go, well, school's not going to be in session in September.
But we are
they
rarity.
Do the exact opposite.
I know, Greg, but we are a uniquely blue state. We're not nearly as – we are not the national norm here. We are our own little utopia BS. And I feel like that most of the country is inclined to listen to the president when he says something's going on. And more specifically, the owners of those teams are directly – look at the Jets. Although it's a New York team, their owner is currently the ambassador to Britain. You don't think that Woody Johnson's going to listen to Trump if he says we need to have fans back in the stands?
But I thought our city had recovered. If our city has recovered from the coronavirus, why can't fans go to a Red Sox game?
We could be the first city that truly recovers.
Yeah, we've truly recovered. What about Canada? NHL games. You think there'll be if anywhere we're safe for fans to be, it would be at
that's inside though. Inside, big no, difference.
Inside.
Truly recovered, by the way. It's a great flavor.
Yes. All right. We will be right back.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
Reminds me, have you seen the adult, like the human-sized bat?
What?
That they discovered. It was on social media all day yesterday. Thing is absolutely terrifying.
When you say human-sized, you mean like Carl Ravage-sized or you mean like Wiggy-sized?
No, like human, like legitimately like a five. The thing has like a... like a 3 or 4 foot wingspan.
Yeah. It's a fruit bat.
Yeah.
From the Philippines.
Yeah, from the Philippines. Mm-hmm. And it's like some new species thing
It's been around. There were a couple of years ago, there was a photo that was similar to this one that kind of went viral, and then everyone forgot about it, and now it's back.
How
and
do you
they're
forget
like,
about a human-sized bat?
I don't know. If you're not seeing it every day.
Gotham won't rest until I find the man bat.
Seriously. Is it like a human being-sized bat?
Yes.
Yeah.
A man bat.
It's absolute. Like when it comes to irrational fears, it's terrifying. Mm-hmm. Thing doesn't eat. Ooh. It only eats fruit. So I mean, I guess.
So you're safe.
But like, if it were to bump into you, it would send you into a complete terror-stricken panic.
What's the bat's feeling on masks?
They call it a giant golden-crowned flying fox.
Updating Curtis's lead. Oh, actually, we should check on the poll on Twitter this morning, Curtis.
I would say the low point of Patriot fans / NFL fans in this market. Which would you rather, Cam Newton for 1 year and $1 million or Patrick Mahomes for the next 12 years and $503 million? Our listeners voted 56% want Cam Newton over Patrick Mahomes.
And this is based on what Tom E. Curran said last night.
Yes, last night Michael Hawley and Tom Curran were on NBC Sports Boston, and Michael Hawley asked Tom Curran who he would rather have.
If you're Bill Belichick, Curran, would you take Cam Newton at the veterans minimum, or you take Patrick Mahomes for the next 12 years? You got him for a dozen years, Curran. What would you do?
I would take Cam Newton. And the reason I would do that is because I abhor spending all my money on one spot.
So
makes
turn
sense
down.
To me. It really does. I hate to say it about Curran, but it makes sense. Yes.
So Cam Newton for 1 year at the incredible Ocean State job lot price of just $1 million guaranteed, possibly $7.5 million tops, is worth more than airdropping in the most talented player in the NFL?
Now, first of all,
the best player in the NFL.
You can't say possibly, because in this scenario, you're assuming Cam is great, and he hits all his incentives, and so right. It's $7.5 million.
Correct. Right?
How are you assuming that? Who assumes that? That wasn't part of Michael Hawley's question.
Well, if you're going to pick Cam, you're assuming he's going to be great. So then,
but that's not the reality of the situation.
That is the reality.
No, it is, Curtis. Like you don't have to assume. You don't have to speculate. You don't have to wonder if Patrick Mahomes is going to be great. He has been great ever since he got that first taste of action at the end of 2017. He will continue to be great. I do not believe that Patrick Mahomes is a product of the talent he's surrounded with. Sure, he's got the best deep threat in football, good pass-catching backs, and an elite tight end. But you could put him in any situation, and he will thrive. Cam Newton needs to connect with the players, be at max health, and obviously master the playbook.
76 touchdowns in two NFL seasons.
Correct.
For Patrick Mahomes. 76 touchdowns in two seasons.
Oh, that's a tough one.
You're going with Cam Newton over that.
How do you think Cam Newton would... This is the worst sports radio whataboutism, but how do you think that Cam Newton would do if you put him on Kansas City versus Mahomes with, like, Sanu, Harry, Edelman, and Burkhead? I think Mahomes would still put up 35 touchdowns.
Absolutely.
Kid can do anything.
And he makes an offensive line look great because he's incredibly mobile in the pocket.
So are you prior to Tom Brady leaving, you were the single greatest Tom Brady honk in the history of honks?
Proudly so.
Are you endorsing Nick Wright, who says that Mahomes is more talented than Brady?
More physically talented, yes. No one understood the position better than Tom Brady, and that was his greatness. That Michael Jordan-esque there have been more physically gifted basketball players than Michael Jordan, but nobody wanted it more than Michael Jordan. Nobody studied more. Nobody was a bigger hardo. And that's exactly what Brady did. He took the off the field to the next level, brought it back onto the field, and then he succeeded like nobody else thanks to his knowledge and his competitive drive. Patrick Mahomes, like Curtis was saying earlier in the 6 o'clock hour, his dad could throw the ball 98 miles an hour. Patrick Mahomes could probably be a great relief pitcher. Patrick Mahomes could excel in any sport that he was in. Brady was drafted by the Expos. He probably would have been a good catcher. He would have been like Gary Carter. But I don't think Tom Brady would have been an elite starting pitcher, a closer, a great basketball player. Patrick Mahomes just has the physical it. He's a freak. He can run. You're not supposed to throw against your body. Mahomes can run to his right and still chuck it diagonally 50 yards and drop it exactly where he needs to. He's a freak.
Mahomes, showtime.
But I think what Curran is saying is that in order to create these people who are suggesting that Kansas City immediately becomes a dynasty based on this deal.
Perennial contender.
Yes, but not dynasty. In order to create a dynasty, you have to have the genius of Bill Belichick. You have to have a Tom Brady who takes whatever he takes. I mean, listen, he whined about it for the last whatever it was. 5 or 6 mm-hmm. years. I hate to say that to you, Curtis, but you have to have a Tom Brady who takes what he takes. Mm-hmm. Essentially, what Curran is saying is that you disable yourself by paying Patrick Mahomes that much money.
But
yes.
First of all, though, Greg, one, your list of demands when leaving AAF to come here is obscene and remarkable that you would call out Brady
none of
for
none of them have been met, by the way.
That's true.
But yes. But he put in for Emily Ratajkowski. Got me. It's a crap deal. Yes,
and Wiki.
Yes. Yes.
But the point of this is that you are right. You need a Belichick, a great head coach, but you also need Brady, who in those moments, I mean, literally 10 to 12 playoff games, he came back and brought the team on his shoulders, and he was at his best when the most was required of him. Peyton Manning, the talent was there, but he didn't have that next gene. We don't know if Mahomes does. He's won the Super Bowl and lost to Brady in the playoffs. But if he does, that will put him in that category.
No, Curtis, he does have it, because even though he was down 14-0 and staged an epic comeback against the Patriots, and then Tom Brady in his farewell to greatness with New England staged the great overtime win. But last year they were down 24-0 against the Texans, and he put up 28 points against them in a quarter. And then in the Super Bowl, you're down 21-10 to arguably the best defense in the NFC. And then he just put on a show, finds Tyreek Hill deep, makes the right read to Kelsey, runs for a first down. He can do a little bit of everything, Greg. And that's what's going to keep defenses up at night for the next 15 years. Perennial contender, yes. Dynasty, pump the brakes.
But the one thing, though, Nick, is if Garoppolo connects on that pass late mm-hmm. in the fourth quarter, that was wide open for a touchdown, the 49ers win that game. And so you're thinking about these little things. And then at that point, Mahomes is in his third year, hasn't won a Super Bowl yet. So all those things have to happen.
So you think he's worth, you know, let's say he hits every incentive and he's there 12 years. You think he's worth $500 million?
Absolutely, because guess what's going to keep going up? The salary cap number. Because the second the new TV deal comes in, the salary cap is based on the total revenue in the NFL. He is going to look like a bargain.
So what do you think Dak Prescott is worth then?
Much less.
It's all about what you're actually worth to your team to what you're worth in the league. And Patrick Mahomes could possibly be worth more to another team that's desperate to get a starting quarterback or to have a franchise player. This is what he's worth to them. They will cap strap themselves at a point where they're going to lose their best defensive player, Chris Jones. Maybe Kelsey's going to have to walk in a little while. But he's worth it at the gate. He's worth it on the field. And Curtis, to your point, though, about like if Emmanuel Sanders catches that ball and Garoppolo doesn't overthrow him in the Super Bowl, yeah. And during Tom Brady's last great comeback with the Patriots, if Dee Ford can get his hand on sides, then guess what? They're not going to the Super Bowl to beat the Rams.
Right, and I agree. And that shows, though, how close of the 9 Super Bowls, look at all how close each game was for Brady. A play here, a play there that is very, in the grand scheme of things, is minute in terms of their career, but right. That's what dictates whether they're Brady or they're Manning.
Jason McCourty doesn't fly in out of nowhere and knock the ball out of Brandon Cook's hands. We could have been telling a different story in 53.
And both Mahomes and Brady are the beneficiaries of Shanahan being a horrible coach with the lead in the fourth quarter.
Do you want to hear from Albert or not, Curtis?
Why not?
All right. Albert.
Oh, good morning. Ken, Curtis, they're going easy on you today, but, I mean, you just made yourself sound 10 times stupider than you, which is almost impossible. The if thing.
Stupider is a word,
this?
Stupid?
How about that? Yeah, stupider. You're stupider than what you were 10 minutes ago. If Pete Carroll doesn't choose a running pass play on one, if Kyle Shanahan, Belichick doesn't win a Super Bowl, why am I wrong?
No, your phone, just repeat what you said because you were going through a bad area.
Ken wants to do the if thing, the difference between Manning. There's no difference between Manning and Brady. Manning didn't have the luxury of having defenses. Tom Brady won 2 Super Bowls. He might as well have not played against the Rams. If he sat on the bench in the first Super Bowl, in the last Super Bowl, and you put a guy named Schlepp with a name on the back of a jersey, number 7, they win those games in the same circumstances. He was completely insignificant.
Albert, Peyton, you're an Manning idiot. The 2 Super Bowls that Peyton Manning won, he won because of his defense. The one with the Colts in 06 and the one with the Broncos were both defensive teams by the time they got to the playoffs in the
Super
Bowl.
Curtis, how many Super Bowls did the Patriots win when they were offensive teams and their defense weren't good?
3.
How many did the Patriots win?
3.
Why did they win Super Bowls when they didn't have good defenses? Tell me.
Brady beat the best defense, arguably, of all time in the Seahawks.
It's a little early. Don't you think it's a little early to anoint Patrick Mahomes as the greatest American athlete?
Mm.
I mean, huh?
I mean, he is amazing. He is real. I don't know who should be right now.
LeBron James?
Yeah. That's LeBron's crown until Mahomes can take it from him.
Pay anybody that money. You don't pay any one player that money in football because it's about coaching and scheme. That's why a 199th pick in the 6th round has 6 Super Bowls. Because he played the part the right way.
But it's Albert, you're a Giants fan.
Dan Marino and Peyton Manning are better. What?
You're a Giants fan. Eli Manning is the highest paid quarterback in the history of the NFL. Mm-hmm.
Far more talented than Tom Brady. A far more talented quarterback.
Albert, please.
You guys don't get it. You're stupid. You don't get it. It's the scheme. Tom Brady is Captain Dink and Dunk. Literally Captain Dink and Dunk.
Yes, he went to Dink and Dunkin's.
Well, you know, Albert, you're Captain Dink, so good for you.
No, but that's why the poll results are what they are, because Patriots fans believe that it's the scheme. Mm-hmm. It's Bill Belichick.
For the 5 millionth time, the scheme has gone everywhere else. Okay, the scheme has been tried at the college and the pro level.
What about
Tom Brady is the system.
What about the Patriot way?
Well, right. Well, I think that involves, by the way, have we even talked about the Spygate 2.0 penalties? It's like that never even occurred.
Did you talk about it last week?
Yes, 3 minutes. Buried by the fact that it was
another million-dollar fine and a third-round pick.
It was timed out brilliantly. The fact that Belichick knew that they were going to get the Spygate 2 penalty, and they announced the Cam Newton signing 18 minutes prior to.
It was great.
It is the ultimate Belichick move of all time.
Great.
Oh, it was brilliant.
All right. Let's see. This is Steve from the Cape. What's up, Steve?
Hey, guys. Good morning, guys. Good morning, Danielle.
Hello.
Boy, is Albert exhausting. Oh, my God.
Yeah, Curtis can't stand them.
You know, hey, Fitzy, after listening to that abomination last week, it was good. You guys did good. But,
thank you.
You know, glad to have you.
It was a good abomination?
Okay. It was a good abomination. Right. Yeah,
I'll take
it. I don't know. I don't want to bash too bad. It was all right. But I come back and I put my mobile app on, and there's Fitzy's mug right next to Danielle and Greg. I'm like, what is that?
I
mean, he's part-time. How did that happen?
But he's on the show, yeah. Steve.
Is he? I mean,
where's Ken and Curtis?
But like Wiggy. Wiggy's on the midday one. That must drive the old man crazy. Like, his pictures, there.
Wiggy's beside us on the days he's on,
yes,
I believe.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
So look on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and you'll see Wiggy standing next to Danielle and Greg.
Right.
I can never tell which one's Wiggy or Dale when he's on that.
Good point. Wiggy has the different hair.
Yeah, no compression socks.
Nope.
Yes.
He wears the compression sleeves.
Defy Bloods.
Yes, he does. All right. We must take a break, but we'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.